Good afternoon. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath
to those on the webcast. Well, we made it back from the feast. I hope you all had a great feast wherever you went. We had a wonderful feast this year. My wife and I went to the feast in Galveston, Texas. We have never been to Texas for the feast site, for the feast. We were joined by our three sons, one who came down from ABC, and our daughter. We met many people, served in many ways. We enjoyed the sights and a lot of rain. My wife and I had a good time filling out all the cards for all those that couldn't make it to the feast. Some were from here as well, I believe. We heard uplifting and encouraging sermons. We also shared the pain of loss in our church family while at the feast. So now that the feast is over for 2018, we are back to our respective places, doing what we normally do throughout the year. So what do we do now? What do we do now? Do we go back to our lives the way it was? Do we make a New Year's resolution where it concerns God's plan for us? Or do we make resolutions like the world does and end up not keeping them because it is so much easier to relax or to do nothing or to let someone else do it instead of us? What is a resolution? A resolution is a statement made by us to do or not to do something which we have or haven't done before. It is setting a goal to be better than we currently are, to resolve matters possibly with someone else. Unlike a vow, which is a promise, a resolution is a goal to strive for. We, being human and frail and full of weakness, have to work hard to keep our resolutions. I would like to give you a few suggestions of what we can go throughout the year, or what we can do throughout the year until the next Feast of Tabernacles. Number one, go through your feast notes and study subjects that you found interesting, uplifting, or that you haven't heard before, such as the sermon, The Great Culture Shift of the Ages, given by Dr. Ward on Saturday during the feast. Listen to feast sermons from other feast sites, many of which can be found on church website, ucg.org. See if there's something you can use throughout the year to further your knowledge or understanding. The website is a good way to get insight from many of God's servants in their unique perspective of their subject matter based on their experience and knowledge of God's Word. If you want to turn to 2 Timothy 2:15, I can read it right here. It says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Number two, we had instructional sermons and sermonettes talking about iron sharpening iron. This means, brethren, helping brethren to get stronger and helping each other to grow so that we can make it into the kingdom of God. Sharpening as a context means to make something better, stronger, sharper, more efficient. If your senses, understanding, and skills sharpen or are sharpened, you become better at noticing things, thinking, or doing something. In the King James Version, Proverbs 17:17, It says, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Number three, we must also continue praying that our Father's desire will be done in our lives. We pray for one another wherever we may be on this earth. We pray for those who are sick and are in pain from injuries. And we pray for the brokenhearted. But is that it? Is that all we're going to do after the feast until next feast or the next feast or the next feast? Is there nothing else we can do throughout the year to further ourselves and our church members, our church family? Number four, to grow more in God's grace, we need to be good servants, teaching and serving the way God has taught us. How do we serve our fellow man? We heard sermons about serving all throughout the year and at the feast. Stay motivated. Coming home from the feast can sometimes be a letdown because we had so much fun meeting new people, people we haven't met before, going out with them, laughing about things throughout the year, trying to find daughters for your sons. Sorry, I had to get that one in there. We were so excited while we were there, meeting new people, eating physically and spiritually, living a different way of life with people of like mind, looking forward to the kingdom and that it and what it offers us. When we return home, it is back to the same old thing. But it doesn't have to be. Try to harness the excitement that you felt at the feast to motivate you throughout the year until the next feast and the next feast and the next feast and finally the kingdom. So I encourage you to do these four things to help you keep motivated this coming year. Study your notes and listen to sermons from other areas, from other ministers, elders. Get together with your brethren to help each other by encouraging, uplifting, and assisting each other. Pray that God's will be done here on earth. And finally, serve your brethren, whether it be here or wherever you travel to. I want to hear those words that Christ said to those he gave talents to when he returns. It's in Matthew 25, 23. Matthew 25, 23, where it says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord."